Kwakuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu umhla ka 14 Ntulikazi 2017 ngu Chris Dande. Endabeni zethu zalamhlanje.
Aba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijima sivela khatshana layo. So thingasathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament ngoba sitshele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ifome. Yaye uminisa sakhuluma layo. Wazwakala la into umhluphile kakhulu. Ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP kulast meeting.
Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa owezempila kahle Public Health Act Bill.
Siqala ukudonetha eMathebuleni South lapho esikhulele khona. Yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuthuthukisa ukuthuthuka khona.
Inhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eVeso ikhuthaza abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Kunomdeni osele ubambe owangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imochari kwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa wezempila kahle we Public Health Act. Abaphathi ntambo bathi bakhangelele ukuba lizophathiswa ukuba ngumthetho isikhathi sokuhlala kwedale lephalamende elikhona singakedluli. Okunenga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Unobhala ogatsha lwezempila kahle uBrigadier General Dr. Gerald Gwinji uveze lokhu komunye wemihlangano yenziwa ngabenhlanganiso yamagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ZLHR yokukhankasela uguqulwa kwalomthetho.
What I await now, what the minister awaits now is to be invited to then make a
phone. Kusokulindele umphathi ntambo wezempila kahle ukuba anxuse leli bandla labaphathi ntambo ukuya kwethula leli bili ngokusemthethweni kukomiti ye-cabinet ebona ngezemithetho. Le komiti ye-cabinet ebona ngezemithetho, i-committee on legislation, iyahlolisisa leli bili nxa libajabulisa umgcinisihlalo waleliqula labaphathi ntambo ongumsekeli kamongameli welizwe usezokuya kulethula kumalunga ekhabhinethi. Lowo sokungumsebenzi ongaphezu kukanobhala ogatsha lwezempilakahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana.
Umbiko kaGwinji ujabulise amalunga edale lephalamende akukomiti yezempilakahle ikakhulu umgcinisihlalo wayo uDr. Ruth Labode.
Athina siyathaba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijime kaningi. Sesigijime sivela khatshana layo. So thingasiyathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament. Ngoba sitshele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ifome. Yaye uminisa sakhuluma layo. Wazwakala la into umhluphile kakhulu. Ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP kulast meeting. So wasesenayo uzayitshofa.
Lingaba ngumthetho leli bhili uDr. Labode ethi lizosiza kakhulu ukulungisisa obekuhlupha kwezempila kahle elizweni.
Uzulu kazwisisa ukuthi yena ibhili into sezantshintsha eZimbabwe lapha. Ibhili kule mthetho esayifakayo njengeyokubhadala kudala kwangabhadala ezibhedlela phela. Khathesi okubhadala. And kubakhona imikhuhlane ongabhadaliyo, umkhuhlane wengqondo, umkhuhlane we-TB, abantwana abangaphansi kwe-5, okhulu abangaphansi kwe-6, omama abafananga babhadali, kodwa ungahamba esibhedlela uyabhadaliswa. Awula ndlela yokuthi yena uyale uthi yena sesiyabiza uloya ngoba kula mthetho. Kukhona okuyinto okuncane okunjalo okufanele sibile lapho.
Okwamanje ilizwe lokhu lisebenzisa umthetho we-Public Health Act owomnyaka ka-1924 ozikhanyela ukuba usuluphele kakhulu ungasahambelani lokwenzakala empilweni yalamhlanje. Ezinye zenhlanganiso ebesebenzisana leye zethelechara le kule mikhankaso Zivalisa eye Community Working Group on Health, CWGH, eye Save the Children, leye Training and Research Support Center, TASC. Esinye sezizathu esesifuqa ngamandla uguqulwa kwalomthetho yikuthi sekukunenge osekuthe kwenzakala kwezempila kahle okungasaneliswa yilo mthetho ka-1924 okunje ngemikhuhlane eyayingekho ngaleso sikhathi okufana labongculaza, ukusabalala kwegciwane, omvukuzane, ohypertension lokunye okwakungajwayelekanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eyeVeso elenhloso zokusiza izikolo eziningi kwele Mandebeleni isikhuthaze abeZimbabwe abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Okuningi asikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapho eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Uphawu lokuthi ezemfundo sezimi ngogedla eZimbabwe luvele emgceke ngesikhathi kusethulwa isimemezelo sokuthi imali yesikolo isingahlawulwa kusetshenziswa imbuzi. Okube undaba mlonyeni ngalesi simemezelo ukuthi abangela mbuzi ke abafuna ukuthenga izingwalo ke kanti nxa kule ntshintshi izaphuma kuphi kule mbuzi. Lezi zihlupho abenhlanganiso yeVeso kusitshwa inhlanganiso yamavenda labeSuthu abathi zibhahile ezikolo kanti bona kudala belwisana lazo emangweni eBeitbridge eGwanda. Lihlanganiso ebunjwe ngo-2012 ngenjongo yokusiza izikolo labantwana besikolo isifinyelele izikolo eziningi kakhulu kanti inceda abafundi ngezingwalo, izicathulo, ezemidlalo, impahla edingwa amantombazana asesikhathini lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Umgcinihlalo weVeso umnumzana Jonathan Mbetse ukuthaza izalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni ukuthi lazo ziqoqane zenze njengabo ukuze ungabi lomntwana oyeka isikolo ngoba engela mali yokufunda, izingwalo, izicathulo, izigqoko zesikolo lempahla edingwa amantombazana nxa esesikhathini.
Ngizame nabo ukuhlangana ukuba nenhlangano ezinje ezigabeni zabo lapho abaphuma khona bekwazi ukuthi behlanganise imadlana yona leyo abangahlanganisa. Ngoba imfundo ne-culture vele yizo izinto ezinkulu emhlabeni. Ungaba nani noma ube nani, zonke izinto ngaba nazo. Kodwa uma kukuthi abantwana bethu abaye esikolweni, angiboni ukuthi kuzoba luncedo lapho ebantwaneni.
Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi nxa beZimbabwe laba bengaqoqana ngendawo ngendawo abasuka kuzo, asikho isikolo esingasala singenabaxhasi kwena Mandebeleni. Ngokutsho kombiko ogatsha lwezemfundo oqale ukuqoqwa ngo-2013, zibhekane lobunzima kakhulu ezemfundo ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni. Nyakenye umqondisi wezemfundo esabelweni zeMathebeleni South, uNkosikazi Dumiseng Thabela, uthe lesi sabelo sisilela ngezikolo ezedlula ikhulu 114 schools. Le yinto ebangela ukuthi iningi labafundi kakhulu emakhaya bazihlalele bengasayi esikolo ngenxa yomango omude abahambayo besiya esikolweni. Okunye kusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni osekubangela ukuthi iningi labantwana bengasayi esikolo ngenxa kuswela imali. Abanye ngabekeliswa indlala, ukuswela izigqoko zesikolo, izingwalo lokunye. Lezi inhlupho zenza ukuthi labafundayo bengaphumeleli ezifundweni zabo. Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi umsebenzi odinga ukubambisana kwabo bonke abeZimbabwe abasemazweni lapho izinto ezisatholakala khona ngcono.
Siqala ukujoleta eMathebeleni South lapho esikhulele khona. Yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuzintukisa ukuthuthuka khona. Into ezinjenge-culture esingalibali, sinabantu abanjengaboNcindi, abanjengabo-Albert okuyibo abagqumela abantwana ukuthi singalahli iculture yethu.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo luthi ngo-2011 izibalo bezikhombisa ukuthi iqula ngalinye labasebenzayo abalikhulu lisekela abantwana abangamachumi ayisikhombisa lesikhombisa. Leli nani selikhwelile kakhulu ngenxa yokuphela kwemisebenzi lokuzalwa kwabanye abantwana. Ezemfundo lazo sezehlile ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni. Ngo-2011 inani labafundi abaphumelele kuhle ezifundweni zabo ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni beliphansi kongamachumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini. Umgcinihlalo weVeso umnumzana Jonathan Mbetse uthi lolu hlupho ludinga ukuthi izalwane zakwele Mandebeleni ezisemazweni zenze okukhulu ogoqela lokwakhiwa kwezindlu zokufundela ezescience ezikolweni, ukwakha ezinye izikolo kanye lamakolitje emisebenzi yezandla ikakhulu emaphandleni.
Namanje sinama secondary schools but ezinto ezifana ne-science asina isikolo esibizayo ku-science, so izinto ezizikhalela kakhulu ukuthi abangakhona usincedisa kuzo le zinto besincedise, ngoba kwamanje sidla from esambeni zethu esikhwameni zethu, siyazama nje ukuthi sihlanganise le mali esihlangana nayo.
Iveso ithi lo nyaka ilungiselele ukupha uncedo ezikolweni ezingamathumi amabili emangweni we-Beitbridge, okuyinto abathi nxa ingenziwa kuzo zonke indawo kwelamaNdebeleni zingathuthuka kakhulu ezemfundo. Ministry 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Sekulembuzo yempila kahle kamongameli Robert Mugabe osuka elizweni esiya kwelatshwa kwele Singapore ngeviki edluleyo. Amahofisi kamphathintambo wezembiko athi wona umongameli Mugabe uzaphenduka ngolwesithathu, kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki elizweni. Kulive talk lamhla sixoxa ngomongameli Robert Mugabe owaya ukwelatshwa kwele Singapore, lapho ahamba khona ngomvulo kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kwihlelo. Hello balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Esingakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sekuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwenkokheli yakwele Myanmar ngesikhathi lelo lizwe lisuka embusweni webutho usiya ezandleni zowesifazana ongazake abe kubutho u-Aung San Suu Kyi. Abakubutho belokhu befuna ukuthi amandla aqhubeke sezandleni zabo, hathi abantu makhaza. Umahluli womthethwandaba waphezulu kwele Peru usuyalele ukuthi owake waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe u-Ollanta Humala lomkakhe uNadine Heredia kumele babotshwe bavalelwe ngesikhathi amapholisa ecubungula icala abaletheswayo lokuchaphaza imali. Kulomdeni osele ubambe wangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imotshari kwele South Africa. Igama likamufi nguPeter Ndlovu, owayezalelwa eZimbabwe wasesiya eSouth Africa eminyakeni edlulileyo lapho okudabuka khona unina. Usuke wagula ke kumaviki edluleyo wasokusiba lokungezwani phakathi kwemuli kayise lekanina ekuthini abekwe ngaphi. Zithe zisadlephana imuli zombili isidumbu sanyamalala. UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uqoxele isihlobo sikaMuyi umnumzana Sly Sibanda ochasise okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sonelwe ngumfana uPeter Ndlovu engumntaka malumami. UPeter Ndlovu uzalwa ekhaya ePlumfield okwani. Umakho ngwalapha ngwasePietersburg. Umzalelele ekhaya, wamshiya ekhaya ena 2 years. Wakhulela ekhaya uPeter Ndlovu, wathatha amaphepha asekhaya ethathiswa ngumama wami, wamkhulisa, wafunda waze waqeda, waze egoli ezodinga umsebenzi. Fortunately uthola umakhe esaphila, umakhe wambonisa isihlobo. Kuthe 2012 umakhe washona, wasala ke umfana, but still behlala nobaba wakhe, but ekwazi ukuthi kunefamily kamama wakhe esePietersburg. Last of last week uPeter ulaliswe esibhedlela esegula. Then ekulalisweni kwakhe esibhedlela eHelen Joseph khonapho kusho ukuthi isimo sakhe sihambe saba weso waze washona. So bekuyimi kade ngisayine njenge next of kin yakhe, because amaphepha yethu ngumna wami yonke into. So the uma eshona bathi khona ngize nani nama-certified copies amaphepha wakhe nawami, ngakuhambisa konke, ngasayina nefomu yokuthi yimi enzolanda umzimba kamufi. Okay, ifamily kama wakhe yabuya yaza soza mukhulumisana, bangani abazwisisi, but at the end of the day bakuthi ah laba abantu sebenzali game. Ha uthi ndizen iundertaker iKings and Queens ukuthi sikhiphele umzimba from i-governmental mortuary to i-private. Masifika le sifikele iKings and Queens after 10 minutes sizathola ukuthi umzimba usekho uthethwe ngabanye abantu.
Isidumbu sikhanya sathathwa ngabakomama kamfana.
Yes, ukhanya yibo abasithathayo.
Alizamanga yini ukukhulumisana labo?
Bahle bavala namafoni yabo wonke. Because futhi masifonela i-undertaker lesithethe lesi sidumbu. That was around 5. Bathi isidumbu sikhona eSoweto. Okay, sesithi mana semapoliseni ke sazama saya lasemaofisini e-Kings and Queens bazama ukuthi labo baselule ucinze njani. Sabe sibafonela se-Kings and Queens. That was after 30 minutes. Nakwa thiwa isidumbu sese Petersburg.
Manje lizayiphatha kanjani lindaba sibanda njengoba usithi lamapolisa atheka ingene?
Nilibe sifisa simfana ukuthi siyembeka lapho azalelwe khona, lapho kulele khona ini ifamily yakhe, nalapho akhulele khona. Manje lathi sesaba, kulanto esingayenza because asinani i-protection. Sesaba njengoba lani liyazigoli njani.
Hallo ke ngumnumzana Silayi Sibanda, isihlobo somufi uPeter Ndlovu olesidumbu esicatshe kwenye imotari kwele South Africa. Abomdeni kamoyi kuhlangothi lukanina abanakanela ukuthi yibo abathatha isidumbu sibatshayele ucingo kodwa bebengaludobhi. Sehlulekile njalo ukukhuluma lamapholisa. Kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today sixoxeni olwethulwa ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Namhla sixoxe ngobukhosi besizwe sikamthwakazi osebuthiwa buthathwa ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo, yena othi uzagcotshwa ubukhosi lobu ngompandula. Kodwa ke abakokhumalo bathi wenza ihlazo uKhumalo ngoba inkosi izaphuma endlini kanjube kalobhengula kamachobani. Ake sizwe umnumzana Greta Sibanda umele uRaphael Stanley Khumalo exoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mqondobanzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yemaNdebele belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. USibanda usungula lolu daba.
Uphethwe ngoba ephuma egazini lobukhosi. Stanley Raphael Khumalo isizulwana siyahlangabeza, uhlangabeza ube ngumfowabo kaNkulumane, uNkulumane engasekho uhlangabeza ngiyade kumele ukuthi aphathe.
Magonya, nasi indaba baba.
Ngaphendula umbuzo ukuthi uRaphael uthethwe ngubani? Ngoba
kuvele inkosi yaphathe ayizange ikhethwe kusukela kuqala vele inkosi yavela baba.
Hayi mfowethu, akufaka izinto endaweni yazo kuhle. Njengoba sisho ukuthi uhlangabeza ube ngufowabo kaNkulumana, kwakumele ukuthi nxa uNkulumana engasekho kubekwe uhlangabeza. Ulobhengula ugcotshwe uhlangabeze phila. Kungani engangenanga uhlangabeza?
Baba Magonya, lawe iqiniso uyalazi ukuthi khona umncumbatha nguye oyenze i-announcement leyo. Kwaba lokuqhekezeka kwesizwe kakhulu okwenza ukuthi khona uLobhengula aqalise ukubulala abantu azayefika lokubulala uhlangabeza. Kodwa uyakwazi la ukuthi uhlangabeza ubekhona kuringi. Yiko ombiko babesala besithi hayi angeke uLobhengula umntwana womthanyelo azobusa bona abantwana bekhona.
Lokhu okukhulumayo ngangikwazi ngoba lento ekhulumayo kayiqinisekanga. Lingaqambela umbiko into engayisiyo ngamanga lawo. Umbiko ube induna yebutho lami uzwa ngendaba. Kayisikho ukuthi besingafuni ukuthi uLobhengula abe yinkosi ngenxa yokuthi ubezalwa ngumthanyelo. Esimpini sakithi, inkosi kayibekwa ngobunandi bukanina.
Hallo ke umnumzana Mqondobanzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yamaNdebele ubexoxa lo mnumzana Greta Sibanda omele umnumzana Raphael Stanley Khumalo abakhulume kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni elilethulelwa nguGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasile VOA Ndebele. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngesonto. Kwezemidlalo, amaqembu eqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi athi ukusebenza kanzima yikho okukhokhele ukuba leli qembu linqobe eleSri Lanka emncintiswaneni we-One Day International. Intatshele izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni we-rugby elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Sables kusasa ngomgqibelo luzadibana neqembu leNamibia emdlalweni walo wesibili kumncintiswano we-Africa Gold Cup Group A1. Lo mdlalo uzadlalelwa esikodlweni selizwe leNamibia eseVinduk. Iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe leSenegal nge-28-16 nemdlalweni walo wokuqala womncintiswano walonyaka we-Africa Gold Cup, njalo lihlezi endaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo lile miklomelo emihlanu, ikanti iqembu leNamibia yilo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo elitshumi ngemva kokuba selidlale kabili lanqoba kabili njalo. Abafana beNamibia banqobe abeTunisia nge-53-7 emdlalweni wabo wokuqala, kwathi kowesibili wabhaxabule leSenegal nge-95-0. Amanye amaqembu ancintisa kwisibaya sikagroup A1 ngabalisa ele Uganda kanye lele Kenya. Kusenjalo iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lalo likwele Namibia, lapho elikhangelelwe ukudibana lelakhonale kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-CHAN ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseKenya ngomnyaka ozayo. Umdlalo wangesonto ngehlandla lakuqala, njalo lawa maqembu azadibana njalo ngempela viki yezayo emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili, wona azaqhutshelwa kwele Zimbabwe. Iqembu elizanqoba phakathi kweZimbabwe leNamibia lizadibana lelizanqoba phakathi kweLesotho leComoros ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi, ukuthi elizanqoba lapho lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kumidlalo yeChan ngomnyaka ozayo. Abafana beqembu leZimbabwe bangena kumdlalo wangesonto imsila ivele iqaphile njengoba besanda kuphakamisa inkezo yeCOSAFA. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu leyayilingazi ngesonto elizakuba nomhlangano ozangenwa ngamalunga aleli qembu, lapho inkokheli zeqembu ezikhangelelwe ukuba zivikele amalunga ngesimo iqembu elikuso phakathi laphakathi komnyaka. Isiphathamandla seqembu le-Islanders uNhlanhla Dube uthi lo mhlangano uvele ulotshiwe kusisekelo sokukhokhela iqembu leBoso.
Umhlangano lo uzabe ukhangele ukuthi uzwe uvela kumgcini sihlalo weqembu ukuthi kwenzakalani, kumi njani, kwingxoxo ezikhona kuma-sponsorship ngabe kukhona yini okwenzakalayo kumbe okungenzakala.
Iqembu le-Islanders lilesikweleti esifika phose kusigidi samadola, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba umphathingcebo weqembu uDonald Ndebele laye abike ukuba iqembu limi kwezemali, esitsho njalo ukuba imizamo bani ekhona ukuba leli qembu lithole imali. Okunye okukhangelelwe ukuhlafunwa kulo mhlangano yenguquko kusisekelo sombuso weqembu kulandelwa inkuthazo yenhlanganiso ye-FIFA. Lo mhlangano uzaqhutshelwa e-clubhouse yeqembu le-Islanders njalo uzaqala ekuseni. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu leZimbabwe libuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lamatshumi amane lane 344 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithoba minembili ngosuku lwakuqala olo mdlalo we-test eliwudlala leqembu le-Sri Lanka khonale kwele-Sri Lanka. Umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Avin udlale indima enkulu ekufikiseni kweqembu leZimbabwe inani lalo lamaranzi ngemva kokuba ethwele amaranzi alikhulu lamatshumi amahlanu lanye 151. Lo mdlalo uqale namhla njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni mhlazili 10-12 kuyona le inyanga kaNtulikazi, njalo uzaqhubekela phambili kusasa lapho kuzabe sekulithuba leSri Lanka ukutshaya ibhola. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday lamhlanje ziyawa lapha eStudio 7 ngoba silenhlanhla yamaswazi sibili sethekelelwe ngumhlabeleli olodumo uLoveness Weza. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Ungasipha nje ngamafitshane imbali yakho Loveness, ukuthi ufike njani lapha kwele Melika, njalo usufikile kuyini okwenzakala?
Ukubuya lapha ngabuya lemuli yami, that's how I moved here, and then ngakontinua ukuhlabela lokugida ngatour, and ngama kancane ngoba ngalimala.
Ye, manje usulimele lapho kwahamba njani, usuze waba ngcono yini?
Oh yeah, saying right, Kates. No, being limele in your zone, my surgeries and I was paralyzed for a month and I couldn't do anything. So and then that's when I learned ugu using spiritual healing just like Jesus did. So you can go and say, still I'm singing. Loko ngihlabela futhi.
Hayi, kuyajabulisa lokhu kubana usukwanisa ukuthi kodwa labanye uyabelapha.
Yes, as a matter of fact umama wami ngakhe wangumuntu owalatshwa ngesame healing engiyenzayo. Abantu ekhaya they were preparing for burial kamama, she was alive. Abantu baphuma kumakoma, ngibona abantu baphuma kumaparalysis, I'm one of them who was healed. Many ama miracles are happening just like time that Jesus, like I said.
Ya, kwezomculo lapha manje ungasitshela ukuthi uyamukelwa njani lapha, siyazi ukuthi e-America lapha umculo abawuthandayo ngonjani, ongakho ke ungena njani njalo bawamukela njani?
The reality ukuthi how do you present yourself as staging, it's not about ama words sometimes, it's about the energy oyiletha kubantu, people like you the way you are, what kind of style or vibration oyinika abantu, people likes it whether they know ama words or not, people love the music because when ngihlabela they feel healed. So that's what I do, I heal through music, hear me, and I heal through my hands.
Kutsho ukuthi ikhona yini othi wena le ingoma yiyo abajabulela kakhulu nxa uyicula?
Azineng, so ngizahlabela ingoma ejwayelekileyo ethi bayethe. Bayethe, 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 ngwenya mama bala bayethe. Bayethe, yethe, yethe, bayethe, ngwenya mama. Bayethe, ngwenya mama bala bayethe. Sibehlule sibehlule aboni, bayethe ngwenya mama bala bayethe, sukezile awuthinalo mhlaba sukezile mama, awuthinalo mhlaba suthandile mama, thinalo mhlaba suthandile mama.
Yeah, so manje nxa lapho uhlabela, sithi uhlabela njengana le ingoma, siyazi kulamacacwa khona.
Yes.
Ngobani abachaya iziginci lengu?
Mina ama musicians ami bahlale Portland and iningi labo ngabamhlophe, abantu abamhlophe, but nxa becule bechaya amakatari you won't know ukuthi ngabantu abamhlophe, uyacabanga ukuthi ngabantu abavele ekhaya. And yeah, bass guitar, lead, drums, saxophone, marimba, mbira. Yeah.
Kwahamba njani ukuthi lize lingenelane umculo ubona bengabala?
Iningi labo ngabantu abakhule besizwe music eyalethwa nguDumi Marayire lapha e-America long ama 60s. Labo mama babo Chiwoniso Marayire behlabela. So abaningi bakhona were students ababoDumi Marayire, babethanda imbira la marimba. So i-music yeZimbabwe bayithanda. And then when I got there, ngathola ukuthi kulabantu abazi i-music yeZimbabwe, I was lucky to find them that way.
Sikhangele kona ekhaya belokhu bekuthanda yini njengalokhu ababekwenza kudala usemakhosi?
Angila qiniso ngoba I really kukhanyani ngingaphi America for too long, so I don't know much, but those who are following kuFacebook ngiyababona, but njengomuntu owayelimele for years I haven't been able to connect directly labo on stage back ekhaya. So kusho ukuthi maybe isikhathi sokuthi sibuyele ekhaya siye banikeza njalo music.
Hayi, kuyozwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Loveness ukuba lathi lamhlanje Studio 7 lapha ungavalelisa abalaleni.
Hayi, ngiyalithanda. Thank you. Siyabonga ukuthi libe lalele. Sizolinikeza imusic. Send back again station.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Njalo siyakufisela inhlanhla. Manje lapha siyakubona ngapi lapho uyabugida khona lapha?
Ngiyenza a lot ku Facebook live, really angingayila ama plans ama live shows anytime soon, but laba abalandela ku Facebook kabalandela ku Facebook babonthi ngiyenzani.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu lo balaleli bekungu Loveness Weza, uLoveness Weza. Yebo, silaye khona pha e Studio 7. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30.